Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. St. Louis's major cultural institutions are facing tight economic times. We'll be talking about how it could affect our pocketbooks in just a few moments. But first, most Americans learned of the drug propofol when an overdose killed Michael Jackson. Many states, including Missouri, turned to that drug for use in executions. But the German company that produces most of the world's propofol objects to that use and threatens to limit exports to this country, and it's backed up by the European Union. The consequences of that go far beyond the issue of capital punishment. Because Missouri plans two executions over the next few weeks, there is a new urgency to this debate. St. Louis Public Radio science reporter Veronique LeCapper has been covering the story, and she joins us to talk about the situation. Thanks for being with us, Veronique.
Sure. Hi, Don.
Give us basically the basic issue here in this debate.
Okay, so let me just add to one thing that you said, which is that the main company that makes it, which is Fresenius Kabi, they're in Germany, they've already limited sales to the U.S. to only be used for medical uses in hospitals. But basically, propofol is a very widely used anesthetic. It's used in almost every procedure involving anesthesia or sedation in the United States right now. So everything from colonoscopies to major surgery. The anesthesiologists like it because it acts very quickly to put people to sleep, and they also wake up relatively quickly with very few side effects. So there's concern that if the European Union, what's being considered now is that the European Union is thinking about adding propofol to this regulation that they already have in place that is supposed to limit trade in any sort of products that can be used in capital punishment, torture, et cetera. And so if they were to do that, that would make it harder for the companies to export it.
Does it all hinge on Missouri and planned executions here in which propofol would be used?
Right. So Missouri is planning to use propofol in an execution on October 23rd would be the first one. And they've got another one coming up in November. And Missouri would be the first state to use propofol in this way. And so in a way, yes, it does hinge on what Missouri is going to do.
But as Governor Nixon said yesterday, Missouri is going ahead with these executions.
That's what it sounds like, yes.
And the consequences would be if, in fact, the European Union follows through on its threat.
Right. So the consequences are a little bit unclear. This regulation could allow the European Union to completely ban exports of propofol to the U.S. I don't think that's going to happen. I talked to a representative of the European Union who said what's more likely to happen is that propofol might be added, as I said, to this list. It's called Annex 3. And that would mean that exports would be more controlled. So basically, the companies would have to get a special export authorization every time they wanted to ship it to the U.S., and it would be restricted to use in hospitals or health clinics, things like that.
Are other states using propofol for executions now?
No. I mean, Missouri would be the first one. I think Texas is considering it, but as far as I know, no other state is using it right now.
What about alternatives?
Right. So what happened was back in 2011, I believe, there used to be sort of a three-drug cocktail that most states that were using lethal injection were using, and it hinged on a drug called sodium thiopental, which, again, the manufacturer in the U.S. stopped producing it because they didn't want it to be used for capital punishment. So states were kind of scrambling to find other alternatives. I think a number of states went to pentobarbital, which is also restricted already by the European Union for exports. So that's in short supply. So I think people are sort of scrambling and trying to find alternatives.
Hasn't the European Union used its clout in this area before with regard to some of the other drugs that were used previously?
Yes. Well, as I said, pentobarbital is already on this Annex 3, and so is sodium thiopental.
But basically, they use the same tactic. If you use this for executions, we're not going to export it to you any longer.
Right. And I think also the companies themselves had taken initiative. And in fact, this has already happened with propofol, that the companies have taken the initiative of saying we don't want this being used in capital punishment.
With regard to the German company, it's my impression that, yes, the company is against capital punishment, but more to the point, they don't want a drug they're using to save lives to be used to take lives. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's an accurate portrayal, yeah.
All right. Tell us about some of the challenges to what Missouri is doing in an effort to stave off any action by the European Union. We've got the ACLU in on it.
Right. The ACLU on Friday filed a lawsuit against the Missouri Department of Corrections. Basically, they had, under a Sunshine Law request, tried to find out how Missouri got its propofol, because there's some question as to when exactly that happened. Did it happen before the company had already restricted exports, or after? And, you know, how legal is that? And so there's some question there. But also the Missouri Society of Anesthesiologists has been very proactive in trying to get attention focused on this issue politically. They've written to Governor Nixon. They've written to the Missouri Department of Corrections, you know, really trying to alert people to the fact that this could cause a medical shortage.
Okay, so where do we go from here? To the best of your knowledge, we have an execution scheduled for October 23rd.
We do, and it doesn't look like that's going to change, at least from what Governor Nixon was saying yesterday. I have tried to reach a number of parties on this issue who have not returned my calls. The Department of Corrections is one. The Attorney General declined to comment. So I don't think we're going to get any change before the 23rd from the way it looks right now. And if we do go ahead, it's looking pretty probable that the European Union would restrict exports.
Is there any other pressure aside from the anesthesiologists, outside pressure coming in to Missouri to not perform these executions this way?
Well, I know someone from the German government actually wrote a letter to Nixon as well, expressing concern that this might cause a medical shortage. And otherwise, the National Association of Anesthesiologists, I think, has been involved. There are other lawsuits by the ACLU. I think there are some prisoners who sued at the time when Missouri made the decision to use propofol. So there are a number of efforts ongoing.
Well, given your science background, what would be your analysis of the use of propofol? It's a very, very effective anesthesia. Is it a humane way, in your mind, of performing these executions?
Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. I actually asked that question to a few different anesthesiologists now, and most of them declined to comment mm-hmm. on that. But interestingly, one nurse anesthetist who didn't want his name used, but he said he thought it would actually be a relatively humane way to execute someone. But I've also seen in the press some concerns that if it's not done correctly, that, it, you know, because we're talking about, this is very different from the way propofol is used in hospitals. It would be a really massive dose. And so, you know, I have seen some things written that it might not be a very humane way of putting someone to death if it's not done correctly.
As I understand it, Missouri has enough on hand to perform three potential executions. I wonder if we perform three executions in this state using propofol, what happens then in terms of the outside pressure coming in?
Well, that's a very good question. And also, this doesn't seem like, in the long term, a viable option for Missouri, because it looks like, you know, supplies are limited already anyway mm-hmm. by the companies. So they're not going to be able to get more, it doesn't seem like, in yeah. a very, very readily.
I don't think the state, regardless of what the governor has said it's going to do and continue on anyway, would really like to have this on its record as having, you know, prohibited some of this stuff from coming into this country.
Right.
We both had propofol.
We have, yes.
And it is very effective and very fast acting, and obviously something that the medical community really wants to continue working with.
Yeah, well, it just seems to be much safer and, you know, as we said, quicker acting, fewer side effects than any of the other options available.
Anything you want to add with regard to where we are now and where we're going with propofol?
I think that's it. I think it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out.
It certainly will be, and I know you'll be on top of it. Veronique LeCapper, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll be listening to what you have to say in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Don.
That's St. Louis Public Radio science reporter Veronique LeCapper. We're talking about propofol, which is getting a lot of discussion now because of its use here in the state of Missouri and prospective use as a means of executing at least two people who are currently on death row. We'll be back in just a moment, and when we come back, we'll be talking about discussions that a lot of people are having these days about what's going to happen with the Zoo Museum District's taxing authority and ability to fund our cultural institutions because sales or property taxes are declining. That means revenue is down. We'll talk about that in just a moment. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.